right, welcome to episode 6 of A Gal and a Gay podcast. I'm Mick.
I'm Kitty. Thanks for tuning in. This episode, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead, the return of The Walking Dead.
Return
of The Walking Dead. So we're very excited.
All right, here we go. Okay, this is our initial reaction to the mid-season, premiere.
Premiere, yeah.
Of a season 4 of The Walking Dead. We just watched it, and now we're giving our initial reaction. So, and we really haven't talked.
No, we haven't much. Talked about it. Yeah.
Saving it all for the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. So it'll be fresh and real.
Yes. Very, very real. Like those zombies on TV tonight. Well, you know, we just watched the premiere, but I guess there were a few viewers, some Xbox users who actually woke up to a surprise this morning.
That's amazing.
Right. Someone that works for Xbox leaked this premiere. It was pulled after they figured it out. But yeah, it was a
definitely, I mean, how awesome for those people. Like, right. I would have been like, oh my gosh.
I feel like that would have happened to me. Like, I was working at Xbox and I was in charge of the Walking Dead thing. And I'm like, I'm just going to watch this. It's in the middle of the night, Saturday.
No one will know.
Before.
No one will ever know that I did this.
Right, and then all of a sudden I hit the wrong button and it broadcast.
Leaked to millions of Xbox users. Yeah, I know, that'll be my luck too. Absolutely. And now you don't have a job anymore.
Right, exactly. Now you can watch The Walking Dead at home. Never ever again on your Xbox. So anyway, a few viewers again got a chance.
That's kind of funny. I mean, I wonder how that does happen.
Right, you know. And I bet it will never happen
again. It will never, for sure. I'm sure it will not. So.
Never, ever again. But I think even if I was presented with the gift of watching this episode before it actually aired on TV, I don't think I would.
No, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. Yeah. Right. I getcha. Right. I wouldn't either.
Even though it sucks watching it with the commercials, it was still fun because we live tweeted.
Yes, we live tweeted.
So
I mean,
thank you for everyone who followed us and tweeted along.
All right. Well, let's just let's start at the beginning here.
Right.
The very first scene with Michonne, you know.
Right. Well,
out of the prison.
Picking up right away.
Yeah, right away. Yes.
I'm glad they did that.
I did too. You know, because you want to see what happened to everybody and what immediately after that. So this episode was really just about Michonne and Rick and Carl. Like, that's mm-hmm. who all we all saw. So I'm guessing they're probably going to delve into all the other characters in other episodes. But, I mean, yeah, Michonne right off the top at the prison, you know, comes across Zombie Herschel's head. Oh.
I know. Poor Herschel.
Poor Herschel. I know.
He got hacked up in the last episode.
Yeah.
And then she finally, I guess, put Zombie Herschel out of his...
Yeah, out of his misery. And then, you know, and then she killed some zombies, got some new zombie pets on a rope.
Yeah, her walkers.
Yeah, her walkers.
And we did finally get the answer, because there were a lot of theories out there that we didn't necessarily see the governor die in the mm-hmm. last episode. Maybe she missed, maybe whatever. Well, she didn't miss.
She didn't miss. He's definitely dead.
He's dead.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Definitely
he's not even
dead.
Coming back
yep.
as a zombie.
Yep, definitely dead.
So I'm glad we got that out.
Yeah,
of the way.
That's true. At least that's not, you know, that's put to rest. That's not going to be a mm-hmm. what if sort of thing happening throughout the season. So that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, again, it's like Michonne had, you know, she had went along, she was doing so much better, and then all of a sudden now
yeah.
she has reverted completely back to where we mm-hmm. first met her at the end of season 2, I think.
Yeah.
When, yeah.
Completely, like, closed off and just all about surviving mm-hmm. and whatnot, so.
So it was a good setup to where we were going to go through the episode, and we learned some really amazing things just about her.
Yes, and I'm so glad we finally got to see a glimpse into her past, you mm-hmm. know, a little bit, that she had, you know, a husband and a son. I can't believe that, you know.
Right.
That's just, wow, in that dream sequence she had. So it was really neat to see kind of her
right.
life before.
Well,
even if it was a dream, it was still kind of neat to see that.
Right. And at first I'm like, ah, flashback.
Yeah, I know. I was really hoping it was a flashback,
right.
but
I feel like that's the one thing this show needs more of, flashbacks. Cause that was the one thing when we first hit that scene, I was like, this is like Lost.
Yeah.
Like finally they're going
yes.
back and we're seeing these characters before
yeah.
this apocalypse.
I would really like to see how their lives were before it all happened. Before I do agree. They need more of that. Absolutely. Well,
plus, and it lightens it up a little bit.
Yeah, and it gives you more of a sense of the character, like, you know, what they had to go through. Mm-hmm. You know,
who they were before.
Yeah, who they were before. You know, their sense of loss. I mean, obviously, we didn't know anything really about Michonne, but now we know that she had, you know, a family. So yeah, that's really sad to think that she lost all that, you know. So,
and I guess from that one scene, we can take away that Mike, her lover, the father of her child, ended up being one of her
zombies. And the other guy too was her brother, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or
I think
and,
so.
Yeah. So.
So those were her original walkers, and then it's like, you know, you gotta have to wonder what happened to her kid.
I know. I wonder, you know, and she was kind of talking about, in that last, one of those last scenes, she was kind of, you know, talking to Mike, I'm guessing her husband, her boyfriend, about, you know, you didn't have to do that or something like that. So I'm thinking something happened, and we're probably going to find out of how that ended, I think, later on. But I'm guessing something happened when they were.
So we don't know what happened to her kid. We also still don't know what happened with Judith.
We don't know what happened with Judith yet, but.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's my thinking on this. I think someone has her.
Yes,
the only reason I think someone has her is there's really no other way they're going to resolve this. And he has said, some of the showrunners, they've said that we're not going to see a dead baby. Judith.
Yeah.
We're not going to see a zombie baby Judith.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that in these next couple episodes, we're going to find out that
somebody has her. Yeah. Somebody has her. Definitely.
Right. I don't see them killing her off. And again, from what I understand, I haven't read the comics, but she's still alive. And I think Maggie and Glenn are raising her or something like that in the comics. So, spoiler alert. Sorry about that. I don't think they're going to kill.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. Definitely not. Okay, now another big story in this was Carl.
Oh my gosh. Carl. Well, but I guess before we get to Carl, again, we see Carl, we see Rick. Rick is in real bad shape.
He is not looking good. Exactly. Right. He is, you know, he was beat up pretty badly in the last episode, so he's still dealing with that, and he's in bad shape.
Right,
so
at that point, Carl thinks that he needs to take over, that Rick can't protect him anymore. And then, of course, later we find out that he still needs his dad. There's a big father and son issues there. So I do have to point this out when they are going through that store, and Pickles. They find Pickles. what was your reaction to that?
I said, Kitty? Ew, Pickles.
Really? Well, it's the zombie apocalypse, so your taste buds are going to have to just take a back seat.
If it wasn't a zombie apocalypse and that's all we had to eat, I would eat them. But if I didn't have
damn right you're going
to
eat pickles. I love pickles.
I'll only eat them if there's a zombie apocalypse.
You need a t-shirt made that says that. I'm going to write that down. That's a birthday present coming up. I will only have pickles if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Anyway.
That's good. You need to tweet that out.
I do. I know. I should.
So, again, kind of still showing, even in that scene, Carl is still making terrible decisions.
Oh, God. It's like, constantly making terrible decisions.
Obviously, Rick was struggling with that zombie.
Yes.
But again, you don't waste your bullets.
No, don't waste your bullets. Exactly. And that's what happened, you know, later in the episode. He ran out of bullets because he's trying to...
Right. Like we kept saying, Carl, sooner or later, the bullets
are
going to be
gone. Then he makes the knot on the door. And, you know, Rick's like, we should put the couch against the door. He's like, oh, this will hold. And he fights him with them about that. And then he throws Shane in his face, which is just a big, you know, F you. Like, he was a pretty, pretty jerky little kid in this episode at times.
Right.
Like, I get it. He's upset. He's scared. You know, he's just acting out, but geez.
And he's still a kid.
Yeah. He's still a kid. Exactly. Like, he wants to act like he's an adult, like he can take care of himself. And, you know, I'm sure he can, but he's, you know, he's also just a kid.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I think it was apparent, too, when they got to that house finally, they're starting to rest, they're tying things up. Rick, you know, passes out and doesn't wake up for a couple of days. But Carl goes upstairs and he's going through that room.
And he sees the TV.
Like, right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he is basically looking around this room and that's what his childhood could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have had that same room, same setup, same everything. He will never have that childhood.
It'll never be that way, ever. Mm. Yeah, so.
But he's messed up. He's overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he takes out on his own once the walkers come knocking on the door. And that was a scary scene. But
that was again, a really scary
scene.
You
knew something was coming.
Yeah, of course you did. I mean, you know, that's just, things aren't just going to be okay in this world. Mm-hmm. So you knew it was coming. And, you know, and then when he was in the other house and he was trapped with the zombie and he was almost zombie food. And he got his shoe.
Right. That was scary. I mean,
that was
like,
scary.
That zombie kept, is like.
That was a really intense scene.
Right. It's like, there is no one to save you.
No, no one to save you. You were
But
almost,
he still thinks that he is hot shit.
Yep,
and
yep.
He can handle, you know, handle himself. And But he did get the 112 ounces of pudding. I did kind of like that at the end. I mean, that was kind of funny. But, you know.
Well, you know. And there
he's
was
still a kid.
When he was young.
You know, that kind of goes back.
Yeah.
He's still
a kid. Yeah. You know, and there's that whole scene where he was yelling at Rick while he was asleep, you know, I don't need you, I'd be okay if you died, and all that stuff, and, but then, you know, he comes back later, and is like, I'm really scared, you know, obviously he can't make it without Rick, he needs Rick, even if he acts like he doesn't, but he does, because he is just a kid, so.
Right, and like Michonne, Carl is going through a very traumatic time in his life, everything that just happened at the prison. You know, he is, you know, he's dealing with the grief of losing not only Herschel, but losing the safety of the prison,
the other people
he has been with since the very beginning. Obviously there aren't many, but he is lost almost every person.
Everyone who's been important to him, he's lost in his life. Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, he is just acting out and trying to deal with that sort of stuff. You know, and I'm guessing that would make anybody a little crazy and cranky. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Yeah.
And obviously, talking about how they're handling things differently, Michonne, you know, she basically took out all of her walker herd, you know.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right, that was. And it was like, she was at a breaking point.
Yeah, I mean, she just kind of, I think, lost it a little bit. So that was a really cool scene. I love when they show her just chopping zombies with her sword.
Yeah, I know. Every time I see that, I'm like, if I'm ever in a zombie apocalypse, I took the BuzzFeed, who would you be in the Walking Dead?
Oh.
I got Michonne.
Oh.
Right, because the katana is the weapon of choice. You're going to run out of bullets.
I know.
A knife. I mean, they would have to get really close
to
you. A knife,
I know, that's, you're right. Because it's long, it's sharp, you can, you're right. Good point.
Well, and also I think, let's go back to that dream sequence. At first, we thought it was a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had the katana.
Yeah, and then she put it in the knife block.
And I asked him, like, wait a minute, did I just miss something?
And that's when I figured out it was a dream.
Okay, that's our first.
Yeah, that's when it's like, oh yeah, it's got to be a dream. Because that doesn't just fit into any knife block.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Not at all.
No.
What else? So, they finally meet up at the end. Okay, before we get to the end. Okay, there was one thing I really did not like about this episode. Was it was toward, I think it was the last 10 minutes, where Carl has finally realized he needs Rick. He needs, basically the only person he has left in his life, he still needs Rick.
Mm-hmm.
They're back there, and all of a sudden Rick starts to move. And Carl thinks
he thinks he's a zombie.
And Rick is acting like a zombie.
But,
like, really?
I mean, come on. He's like,
reaching out and breathing heavily. Come on.
He's probably got some internal damage, you know. It's probably pretty hard for him to move and breathe, so.
Well, he sure flopped off that couch like it was nobody's
business.
I'm
sure he's not going to be like, hey, Carl, that was a nice little nap. I mean,
yeah, well, Carl's also trigger happy. I mean, he ran out of bullets.
Super trigger happy, I know. I was
and
like,
at first I'm like,
oh my God, please don't let him kill his dad.
Right. And at first I'm like, well, maybe this is a dream since Michonne had a dream. Maybe this is another one. But it's like, oh, really? He's acting like a zombie. That's really the only thing I didn't really care about of this episode. But I did like I thought it was interesting what he said to Carl at the end, right after he acted like a zombie, basically saying, you know, you're a man and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he also said, you know, I'm sorry that I tried to pretend like everything's okay, you know, when they were at the prison. He's like, I was doing that for you and Judith and, you know, all that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a nice little heart to heart, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had, obviously, this is a total show about death and destruction, but we did have those little light moments, the 112 ounces of pudding.
The pudding.
And then at the end when Michonne knocked on the door and Rick's like, it's for you.
That was
like,
so nice. Oh, that was so nice. Really... And I just like how Michonne immediately started crying when she saw Rick and Carl in the window. And I really, I'm so happy they found each other. That was a really nice moment.
And she's now moving past...
Exactly. Like
the grief and the blood. She's found those people.
Yes.
Who she's going to be able to basically, they're going to be her family.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah. So it was a nice ending. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that happened. So
not my favorite episode of The Walking Dead.
No, definitely not.
But it was one of those episodes that kind of got you back on track. Mm-hmm. That last episode was just completely packed.
Yes, with insane
emotions and action and everything. And this is kind of, you're kind of getting everything back on track and setting up the last now 7 episodes of season 4.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a really great episode. I really did enjoy it. I mean, it was suspenseful and you know, all that good stuff. So sometimes these episodes can be a little boring, but this one was not.
So. Right. No. Well, because we have no idea where everyone else is at. So it'll be interesting to see where they go from here. Who's next? Obviously, the preview we saw after the episode.
Yeah, we're gonna learn about Daryl and everyone else, Glenn and Maggie and all that. So that'll be interesting what happens with them too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and of course we know Carol's gonna be showing up soon.
Yeah,
she
has to be. Yeah, so I'm excited for the return of Carol because I really like Carol. So we'll see how that goes and what happens there. I mean, the people.
Well, it'll still be interesting to see who is with who. In this next episode, we sort of got a glimpse. I think the other daughter, I can't think
of. I didn't remember her name.
Yeah, the blondie. We'll call her
the
Blondie.
The blonde girl, who's Maggie's sister, yes.
Right. I think she probably ends up with Daryl. I feel like
Yeah, that's what it looks like in the commercials. That's what it looked like. They all ended up together in... I'm not really sure what happened with Glenn and Maggie. I know that they were separated, so we'll see, interesting to see what happened with them, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Good stuff, though. I feel like it was a good episode. I feel like it was a little slow in parts, but I think it was needed.
I think it was needed, definitely. And I think, giving Carl most of the episode, I thought was actually pretty good, even though he was a little jerk at times. But I thought it was a good storyline. I mean, it kind of shows, you know, that he, even though he thinks he's tough, he's just still a kid, and that's what people need to remember. So I did like it. I know a lot of people do not like Carl.
Right.
On Twitter, you just search for Carl on Twitter, and people do not like Carl. So there were a lot of really funny tweets
out there.
But
he's a great actor.
But he is a great actor. Yeah, absolutely. He's doing a great job as Carl. So that kid is doing very, very well as Carl. So.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where Michonne goes from here. Learn more of her backstory.
I know. I wonder if we're going to learn more, if she's going to open up more. I really hope so.
Right.
I'd really like to know more about her backstory because she's such an interesting character.
Yeah.
And she's such a great actress, too, that woman who plays her. So, I'm definitely interested in seeing what they'll do with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, we definitely want to hear what you thought of this mid-season premiere of season 4 of The Walking Dead. Obviously, you can email us at gallonagay@gmail.com. You can also tweet us. You can follow us on Facebook. Same name, gallonagay on Facebook. Just like our page. We post articles, things like that. Please comment. We will definitely...
We live tweeted this episode. We do this during some of our favorite shows. And I just want to give a shout out to that guy, Matt, who favorited one of our tweets. So thanks for doing that guy, Matt. You're a good Twitter follower for doing that.
And he's funny.
And he is funny. So you guys find him and follow him because he's pretty funny. So there were a lot of our Twitter followers who are actually watching along. with us. So that's really fun. So like I said, we always, we do live tweets during some of our favorite shows and all that good stuff. And we do all kinds of things on Twitter. So please follow us.
Right. And also, when you subscribe on iTunes, please rate us, give us a review. I want to jump back in here real quick. So we were talking about pudding, the 112 ounces of pudding. So Chris Hardwick of AMC's The Talking Dead, he just tweeted out that pudding is trending on Twitter. And he goes, I love you guys.
That's hilarious.
So much. That is awesome.
That is really funny.
Oh my gosh, and they're eating pudding on The Talking Dead right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that that's, that's great. And it's those little things like that that, you know, that really kind of show you that the show is not just necessarily all about death and destruction. There are those little moments that that we're all going to savor and we're all going to latch
exactly.
onto. Because it's this is a show where you need those little things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, could you imagine, though, like, being in that situation and finding pudding? I'd be so happy.
Right.
Like, living
and
on old cereal. Yeah. And, you know, canned vegetables forever. And then you find pudding. I don't know. It's kind of nice. I'd be very excited about that.
We do need to give a shout out to a new follower, Ann Dub Dub. We know her.
We do know her.
We know her real name. We're not going to give it out there.
Yeah,
but thank you, Ann, for following us. Hopefully, you're listening to us now. And, so good stuff. We have a lot of things to look forward to here in the next couple of weeks. It looks like we're going to get a guy who lives kind of in our area who has been an extra on Scandal,
that's
the Mindy
really
Project,
exciting,
things
yeah.
like that. So we're going to get him in here, and we're going to talk about the behind the scenes.
I'd really like to see how that kind of works, especially on those shows like Scandal, right. even the Mindy Project. I really want to know what happens on the Mindy Project.
Yeah, he's played an FBI officer on Scandal. He's played a bartender on the Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of see what it's like behind the scenes. And if he can help us maybe become an extra on a show.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That would be amazing. Yeah, so we're working on that. We're working on a few other guest spots, just friends of ours who are big TV fans, you know. So we're working on that. We got a lot of stuff up our sleeves.
Right, and we have Planet Comic-Con coming up in Kansas City in the next month. So we're going to, we'll be talking a lot about that. We'll probably do a podcast from there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of big names from Star Trek, The Next Generation, and not even Next Generation, the original Star Trek, William Shatner.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Right.
I can't believe it.
So it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. It'll be my first any kind of comic.
Yeah, I've never been
Planet
either.
Comic-Con. We were talking about 2015. We want to head to San Diego for
Comic-Con.
Oh,
God, I want to go to that so badly.
That is our plan.
It would be just the coolest thing ever.
And we were talking, 2015 is going to be a huge, huge year for Comic-Con and a lot of the big movies like, Star Wars, obviously, I'm sure they will have quite a representation and a presence at Comic-Con. 2015 is going to be a big year for movies.
Oh, yes, definitely. So that'll be, oh my God, that would be so cool to go to.
Right.
Let's
just the people you get to meet and the stories you get to hear.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah.
Can imagine. So
anyway, okay, so overall, you liked the episode of Walking
Yeah,
Dead?
I really did. I enjoyed it. Overall, it was a great episode. But I mean, I just love this show. So even when it's kind of boring, I still like it. So
I like that. We don't have a big bad out there right now.
Yes, that is kind of nice. I agree.
Give us all a break. And I know that there are several big bads that are kind of in the wings because they're big bads in the comics. But I remember reading an article where the showrunner was talking about how apparently there's this one guy who is even way worse than the governor. Like, he is the worst of the worst. And he said, obviously, he will obviously be a presence on the
bad.
Show eventually, right? But not yet. He's like, everyone needs a little bit of a break. And these last eight episodes, you know, basically it's going to be about survival without the group for each little pocket of our survivors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and obviously there'll be new characters, and of course more and more zombies, and them hiding in closets, I'm sure, and
I'm sure,
and all over. I did want to. We we didn't really touch on this, but I know we talked about this earlier, about how Michonne was able to stay in that pack of zombies.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because I remember a few episodes back, I think it was last season, I think it was season 3, where she had put zombie blood on her, and that's how they ignored her. I feel like she did, obviously we didn't see her do it in this episode, but I feel like that was the only way. I mean, I know she had her two walkers on.
See, I don't think she has to do it every time. I think just having them on the ropes behind her kind of kept them away, I think, before. But I'm not 100% sure. I really don't know. But.
Our zombie science, we're not up to
I really am not. Yeah, that's right.
Science.
I'm not an expert.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking, if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, I need to be prepared.
That's
so.
True, I know.
Need to be prepared. How exactly does it work? I would be okay rubbing, I guess, you know, the zombie blood.
I would chop your arms off and keep you on a rope.
Oh, well, that's so sweet of you.
I couldn't just kill you. Oh. I'd have to keep you around.
Well, in case there's a cure.
Yeah, you never know.
Right, and then I still wouldn't have my arms or my jaw. But
you'd be alive
again. I would. I would always be by your side. Okay, that's enough. All right, well, I think that does it for us. Are you anything else?
No, that we're good.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening. And, of course, we'll be talking more Walking Dead over the next couple weeks
as we
get closer and closer to the season 4 finale. And, of course, we'll talk about it more on our regular podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Jenna, who was texting me during this thing, giving her comments. So anyway, thanks, Jenna.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for interaction, Jenna.
Right, we need to get her on.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, hopefully that would be really cool. She's a big Walking Dead fan, so she would enjoy that. Though she talks a lot, so I don't know, like, a lot. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, really?
She talks a lot.
Well, she might be listening to this, so...
It doesn't matter.
She knows she talks.
She knows she talks a lot. And we talk about it all the time.
All right.
Hi, Jenna. And that's it. So, you guys, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for our next podcast.
All right. Happy week.